Welcome to the Government Technology Insider podcast series. I'm your host, Matt Langan. The partnership between Verizon and Axon has provided the public safety community with an array of innovative solutions. From body cams to mobile devices, these solutions work to keep public safety professionals safe and enable them to protect their communities. And today we're going to learn more about how this technology is modernizing the public safety arena with Will Eggner, who is the Senior Director of Wireless Strategy at Axon, and John Harris, who's the Executive Director for Federal Civilian at Verizon Business. And Will and John, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, likewise. And let's go ahead and let's talk to Will. So Will, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about Axon and your work with government overall.
Yeah, so Axon is a company focused on really streamlining the workflow for public safety agencies to accelerate better outcomes to situations where there are a lot of stress out in the field and ability to actually get better outcomes by using technology. And we've been focused on that for over 25 years, starting with our CEW weapon system and now extending into the video evidence space, and also a lot of work around software and algorithms and AI that process that information and aid officers and public safety agencies in this space.
All right, great. Thanks, Will. And John, if you don't mind, tell us about Verizon's work in public safety and your partnership with Axon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Matt. You know, Verizon has had a long-standing relationship with public safety. We've been very committed to this audience and take it very seriously, the support and the work that we provide to this community. As an example, about a year and a half ago, we really doubled down and launched the suite of services that we refer to as frontline services, an entire ecosystem of products that is dedicated specifically to the public safety end user. But we didn't stop there with just our own services. We always are looking for and really, really honored to work with partners like Axon to deliver cutting-edge technology, pushing, services and solutions to the edge, and delivering through the power of our network to ensure that we're giving public safety and government customers the tools and the resources that they need to serve that mission. And I feel very honored to be part of that team and very appreciative of the work that our government customers, our public safety customers do every day, and the partnership that we have with great companies like Axon. So thank you for the question.
All right, that's excellent. Let's switch over and talk about, what solutions are public safety agency teams really leveraging now, and how does 5G play into this? And actually, we'll start with John on this one.
Yeah, man, thank you. 5G, I think, is at the forefront of a lot of people's minds right now, and certainly a lot of things that public safety can take advantage of. I would be remiss if I didn't just start out by saying, Verizon has a long history and a passion for supporting public safety segment. And our frontline solutions have delivered a number of different advancements and technology plays for the public safety audience, particularly. So we really, really have a meaningful relationship with this audience and love supporting what they do. The solutions I think that we've really been focusing on have continued to evolve, right? In public safety, it all starts with communication. So in many cases, it's providing public safety men and women in badges with communications, whether those are phones, internet connections, the mobile data terminals in their vehicles. We're providing those services with things like priority to ensure that those data connections get ahead of other traffic to deliver first for communities in an emergency. We have preemption on those services. So in case they do run into an area where they're not getting the service they need, they can remove other users from the network in order to continue to get their calls to go through. So those critical communications are really where we've been starting and working up from there. But we're starting to see this really now, to Will's point on technology playing a bigger role into the public safety segment, seeing things like situational awareness, augmented reality for trainings. You're seeing drones become far more applicable in the public safety space. All of this with an intention of getting more information to people who can make decisions faster. I think in every emergency, right, information is critical. The ability to get actionable information and the ability to make good decisions is important. And as 5G becomes more ubiquitous across the country and really starts to make the impact we know that it will make, you'll see lower latency from all of these technology solutions, which means information moving faster from one person or one machine to the next, and the ability for the public safety end user to make better decisions, to move faster, to be there for you or I if we need their help, in a quicker, more efficient, and more meaningful way. So many different solutions all founded on the 5G technology that will really, really take us into the next generation of law enforcement and public safety. And we're thrilled to be a part of it and can't wait to continue to push out 5G.
That's awesome. Thanks, John. Will, anything to add to this one? Really all about solutions that public safety teams are leveraging in 5G?
Yes. Yeah. I think really the focus is on trying to help deload our customer, right? They're in very stressful situations, our public safety agencies that are out in the field. And we see an opportunity with, you know, partnering with Verizon and taking advantage of this broadband pipe that they're developing and building out. Specifically, one, instead of using voice communication services to understand what's going on out in the field, using actually live streaming video of the situation can help officers deload in terms of communication. The back-end responders can see what's going out without having to load down the officer on their focused activity they're working on. So that really helps tremendously in getting the right resources in place, whether it be identifying potential threats, you know, weapons that are out there, or, you know, or background checks off the visual information that we're getting to help us better respond in that situation. And that's really a key thing, is deloading our officers, getting faster information to our officers faster so that they can make better decisions and create better outcomes.
All right, Will, go for it.
So yeah, we're also excited about the 5G aspect of the efficiency of the data transmission. As you know, our video evidence with our field officers can generate 20 to 30 gigabytes of data per month. And a lot of times they've been, because of the cost and the inefficiency of the network, they were removes to docking back at the station and uploading all this information. But with the new improved efficiency in which the Verizon network transmits data, we're able to actually accelerate evidence information to the cloud, process it, and actually automatically write reports around that information that can help aid the officer in deloading those officers when they come back and have to write reports. There's drastic a reduction of that. And that's really enabled through this new technology. And we're super excited about that efficiency of the data transmitted and how that it impacts or reduces the workload of our public safety agencies.
That's excellent. Excellent. So how will these solutions combat the challenges that public safety personnel face today? And you know what, Will, we'll stick with you on this one.
So, I mean, one of the things is making sure that, you know, we get the right result in terms of not having, for example, a loss of life out in the field with a situation. And that is by, again, we can take advantage of the large broadband pipe that's being developed. You know, Verizon has spent literally $50 billion almost in the recent last couple months on new spectrum. And that new capacity spectrum, it's going to allow us now to think about having the possibility of having a virtual backup, meaning that information can flow from that scene to AI algorithms that sit at the edge of the network in these mobile edge compute centers and be able to provide information back instantly. It's like having a super backup capability where you can have detection of objects, detection of, you know, cars, automatic license plate recognition, all this information flowing back to these officers so much faster, within seconds as opposed to, you know, minutes of processing. And that can all result in better and faster decisions that make for safer outcomes. So we're really excited about these two things happening. That the fact that Verizon is spending, you know, like I said, billions of dollars right now on spectrum to enhance their capability to provide these broadband services. And then also the investment in compute facilities that are near the edge of the network that really give less than seconds, you know, milliseconds response time back. And that we can utilize this technology to make better decisions faster.
Excellent. John, anything to add to that one?
Yeah, Matt, appreciate it. You know, it's interesting. One thing we've seen over the last year and a half is that the challenges that public safety is facing, they change almost instantly, right? We've been dealing from everything from social distancing to being locked out at home to being, you know, limited capacities in certain establishments, and law enforcement has had to deal with a myriad of other challenges right over the last year and a half just to look at that one time frame. So I think these solutions help the men and women at the edge of the, you know, the situation do more with less. The faster we can get them information, the more Verizon frontline services we can get to them, the better they can either get help, understand the situation, or respond to the situation in a way that is meaningful and in a way that helps all of us with better outcomes. We've seen more often now than not, right, too many large-scale disasters. I just think of Surfside recently. The Verizon response team was there providing local connectivity, charging stations, basic communications to first responders, to the community in general. But it really is about delivering those mission-critical services in the moment that they are needed, and 5G delivers that with incredible bandwidth, low latency, and to Will's point, pushing the performance of the application and the technology to be faster, to be more responsive, and allow people to make better decisions. So again, can't say thank you enough to the men and women who are out there fighting these challenges every day and pushing the edge. And we're here to really continue to help and innovate and push technology on their behalf so that they can continue to go home at night and spend time with their families and still care for the communities that they serve. So thank you again for the question.
Absolutely. What a great way to end this episode of the Government Technology Insider podcast series, where Will Eggener, who's the Senior Director of Wireless Strategy at Axon, and John Harris, who's the Executive Director for Federal Civilian at Verizon Business, both discussed how the partnership between Verizon and Axon has provided the public safety community with an array of innovative solutions and how it truly is modernizing the public safety space as we know it today. And Will and John, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.